97.7 The Wolf, and I welcome into the studio Milt Olson.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the studio with me, Milt.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, Milt, of course, for many years, the director of the music department and the orchestra at Michigan Tech, and now retired, but managing to keep busy, I think.
It's amazing. This year has been my busiest year since I retired 5 years ago.
And one of the things on Milt's plate these days is that he is the conductor of the Keweenaw Youth Symphony Orchestra, which has a concert coming up next week. Tell me about the Youth Symphony, Milt.
The Youth Symphony is a program that was put together under the auspices of the Copper Country Suzuki Association and began as a string orchestra. And that was about 14 years ago. And it now is, I think we're going to have 40 players on the stage at Calumet Theater next Wednesday, including winds and percussion and drum set and bass guitar and all kinds of things.
This symphony and the Suzuki program that feeds into it, very important in this area where the high schools aren't large enough to maintain orchestras on their own.
Yes, this. In fact, there are, I believe there are only a few youth orchestras in the UP. Now, I know that there are some high schools in the bigger schools, like Marquette and Escanaba, do have high school orchestras. In fact, they're really quite good. But there are no string programs in the Copper Country at all, other than the Suzuki program.
Other than the Suzuki program. And it gives, because if you play a stringed instrument, violin or viola, rather like me growing up playing a brass instrument, there's not a ton of satisfaction playing those instruments all by yourself.
Well,
those are instruments that, for the most part, are meant to be played in an ensemble with a group of others.
Yes, and when you think of the foundation of Suzuki, when a child starts in the Suzuki method, they're usually playing at least with their teacher. And many times, in fact, they really put a stress on this, of having group classes so that they're playing in with other people right from early on. So the founding of the youth orchestra through the Suzuki Association was very logical.
How many times does the orchestra rehearse?
Once a week.
So this is not like the band at school where they get to go every day.
No, it's and you know, kids today are so incredibly busy. We have been rehearsing on Wednesdays. I guess the orchestra has been rehearsing on Wednesday afternoon from 5 till 6:30 for a long time, but and looking at how the patterns are of conflicts, especially, we're going to change next year to Monday, and we're going to go from 6 to 8, so we get a little longer rehearsal, and there are fewer conflicts on Monday, so we're looking at being able to have a more steady attendance. And I have to say, they're very good. They're very devoted to doing it, but they're very busy.
Well, yeah, the kids are just overwhelmed with stuff these days, it seems. And with only once weekly rehearsals, this puts a heavy burden on those kids to do a lot of practicing at home.
We really stress that, and most of the kids are pretty good at doing this. This has been a little, our rehearsal last night was our first rehearsal in 2 weeks because they were off for spring break.
Sure.
So that's a long time. I was so proud of them. I thought, oh my goodness, we're going to just be starting over from point zero and we've got a concert in a week.
Yeah.
And we had some of our college students who were helping us out to fill out our wind sections were in last night, and they were just, wow, these kids are really good.
that's so good to hear. And it's great to see that commitment, because music and the arts in general have taken a hit in our public schools.
Yes, that's very true. we say sometimes in a little bit of a cynicism that the reason bands exist in schools is to play sports events.
sure, march the football halftime shows and be there have a pep band for the basketball
game. And that's why I really take my hat off to the high school and middle school directors who go way past that. I mean, they meet that responsibility just fine, but they take their kids really into some very special places, and it's amazing how well our kids are doing at the solo and ensemble festivals and all of that kind of thing. So
yeah, I see those lists.
Really, the Keweenaw music educators are really very special.
So what is going to be on the program with the Keweenaw Youth Symphony Orchestra next week?
We're very excited about this program. When I told the kids that John Philip Sousa played on the same stage that they're going to be playing on, and that John Philip Sousa's primary instrument was violin, and a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
So we are going to open our concert with Stars and Stripes Forever. And I want to tell you, we got some fantastic flute and piccolo to do that trio. They're doing really, really well. So it's going to be a fun opener. And that's not a watered-down version. It is just the way Sousa wrote it.
Well, and a lot of people don't know that Sousa wrote for orchestra.
Yes.
I mean, they assume, because he's the march king, they assume that he wrote for marching band.
Mm-hmm.
The Sousa band only ever marched twice.
Yes.
In its entire existence. His concerts were not so much about marching music. They included everything.
Yes. In fact, I think, as I recall, one of the members of the New World Quartet played in the White House Strings, and that was a part of the Marine Band.
Okay, yeah.
So, there's a lot more overlap than people are given to understand.
So that's a heck of a piece of music to start out with. That's often done as an encore.
Well, the thing is, it's fun. It's challenging, but it's not daunting. It's a good way for the kids to start the concert too. It's a good confidence builder, yeah. I think.
And then you're playing Beethoven.
Beethoven number 5. This is a abridged arrangement.
Well, I would hope so, because I've played the full arrange the full thing. I played it the way he wrote it. It's hard.
Yes, and it's interesting that the arranger. Actually, we're doing the first movement and the transition in the third movement that goes directly into the fourth movement.
Okay.
And then we do the fourth movement. The first and the last movement are in sonata allegro form in the original, the first part is expose the themes, present the themes. Then comes the hard part, the development. And Beethoven wrote some really incredible developments. Interestingly enough, that they've been very, very much shortened. But the character of the piece is there, and the kids are enjoying it, and I think our audience will be very impressed with it.
Well, and that's one that it's close to my heart as a low brass player, because this was the first time, really first major symphony produced by anybody that used low brass instruments.
It's actually in this symphony, Beethoven introduced to the symphony orchestra the piccolo, the contrabassoon, which you're not using the contrabassoon, and
really,
trombones.
You don't have a contrabassoon?
Well, I might have, except that the student at Tech who plays the contrabassoon has a class on Wednesday nights.
Oh. Okay.
So we did talk about it.
Yeah, but we low brass players, we bow down to the Fifth Symphony, at least to the Fourth Movement. We don't get to do anything in the first three.
No, I think Beethoven certainly was not thinking about the comfort of his players.
No.
That you sit through three movements.
But even an abridged version of this is a real challenge.
Yes, it is. And the kids have worked extremely hard. They take directions so well. They try very, very hard to give me what I'm asking for. I've had just a wonderful, wonderful experience working with them.
Now, the concert is coming up next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday
April
evening,
15th?
And it starts at 6 o'clock.
Oh, it's an early start.
Yes, an early start. And we have been assuring folks that even though it's the Keweenaw Youth Symphony Orchestra and the Preparatory Strings, which is a kind of a beginner's orchestra, they're only doing two pieces, and we're doing, I think, about six.
Okay.
So I think we're going to be pretty much walking out the door by 7 o'clock.
Okay, 6 o'clock start time at the Calumet Theater.
At the Calumet Theater. And there's no admission charge.
No charge.
We do accept donations, though.
Please consider that. It's important stuff, and we've got to keep our kids involved in the arts because we know that the ball is being dropped by some folks in Lansing and excuse me, and so it's really important to have efforts like this to keep our kids involved, and it's going to be a wonderful evening, I'm sure. Milt, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having me here, and we look forward to having a great audience at the Calumet Theater.
Milt Olson here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.